Ann Wadsworth tells WBFO News the mission is to create educational opportunities to provide a girl living in a developing country with a pathway to a future career and a better way of life. But much work is needed to break down barriers for 250 million girls around the world living in poverty. Part of the effort is to build a school.
Our first project is in a rural village called Katenga in northern Tanzania, where we have partnered with an amazing group of nuns, the Immaculate Heart Sisters of Africa, who really set out to help empower the women of this community. And they were given 1,000 acres by the government to do a community development project. So already on this land, there's a health center that's operating for women and children. There's a grist mill. There's a community center. And getting built at the core of this vision is actually going to be a boarding school for girls and eventually 1,500 girls in grades, you know, if you can imagine that, in grades kindergarten all the way through secondary, through high school. And it's just, it's a community where it's very, very hard to be a girl and a woman. The traditional cultural practices, these young girls are still often getting sort of bartered into marriage, you know, maybe in exchange for a cow. And the girls want to go to school. They really want an education. So we are helping the sisters with this vision and helping them to get the school built.
How far along are you?
Well, a classroom is up, a classroom building with 3 classrooms. The dormitory is halfway finished, and we hope to get it finished this fall. It'll open like a, just to clarify, it'll open like a charter school, so it'll be a phased opening. So the first cohort will be about 100 girls. And hopefully this spring we're going to have a flurry of activity. That's what we are raising funds for right now, so we can complete the infrastructure. But the library has actually already been funded, and that has a wonderful connection back here to our community in Buffalo, because the library, it was supported by the friends and colleagues and families of Alice Krizan, our wonderful community leader who ran for Congress, as you may recall, a few years ago, and lost a battle with cancer a year ago. And this is a gift back to the world that her families are doing in honor of her. So we are excited that we'll be building the Alice Krizan Memorial Library as part of this campus.
Tell us how the families are responding to this that want to send their daughters, or perhaps some of the girls that are maybe on their own in these areas and villages.
You know, that is such a good question, because you would wonder, if this has been the tradition for these communities, why would the community support there being these extra efforts towards building a very high-quality boarding school for girls? And I think the communities are really understanding, really becoming to realize that there are alternative ways of marching towards their futures, and that if the girls receive an education and they become literate, that they in turn raise healthier families and bring more income to the community. It's very powerful when you educate a girl. It's very much a human rights issue for that girl.
Tell us a little bit more about the event on Friday.
It is an opportunity for us to celebrate. You know, we're not even 2 years old, and we have had a really fantastic start, I think, because this issue is resonating with so many people, and honor some of the accomplishments we've had over the past year and a half, make a more formal announcement to our community of supporters about our partnership with the Clinton Global Initiative.
The tagline really says it all to the Girls Education Collaborative: the whole girl, the whole world.
It does. It really, really does. And those of us who have been on the ground have seen, and the data is really coming in, about the effect on the whole community when a girl is educated and provided that opportunity. And those ripple effects, Eileen, they really even go beyond the local communities and reverberate out around the globe. A country's stability is very tied into how it treats its women. And of course, a country's stability is, we know directly here at home how that can affect us. When a girl is educated, I think it's 7 years of education, she'll end up having 2.2 fewer children. Well, that's really going to make a difference as we strain and stress the Earth's resources. And again, that ripples back to us. So there, it really is one world, one sun, one moon. And I think this is one of these issues that makes that really, really clear.
Women's education, something we probably take for granted here in the United States. Ann Wadsworth is Executive Director of Girls Education Collaborative. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Eileen.